Today, the Food and Drug Administration approved the first gene therapy to restore hearing for people who were born deaf. That decision is being hailed as a milestone that could lead to new ways to treat other forms of hearing loss. NPR Health correspondent Rob Stein has the story.
When Sierra Smith gave birth to her son, Travis, the hospital immediately told her something was wrong.
The hospital, they told me that he failed his newborn hearing test, but they thought it was just fluid in the ears and that it would be fine in a couple months.
But he wasn't. Turns out, Travis was born with a rare genetic defect that had left him deaf.
He was 100% deaf. Everything we do, slamming pots and pans together, yelling his name, there was nothing at all.
But then Smith, who lives in upstate New York, heard about an experimental treatment that might help her son, a gene therapy. Doctors would infuse a virus into her son's ears, carrying a gene for a protein he was missing. That would, hopefully, restore his ability to send signals from his ears to his brain. She jumped at the chance to try it at Columbia University in New York City.
About 2.5 to 3 months after, we were driving in the car and he was sleeping, and I laughed really loud, and he startled for the first time ever. He jumped in his sleep, and I looked at my friend and I was like, oh my goodness, did he hear that? And so we started yelling and making loud noises, and sure enough, he started waking up. And that was the most surreal moment a mother can feel when your son first hears your voice.
The treatment appears to have safely restored at least some hearing for most of the patients treated so far. Normal hearing in many, even whispers, prompting the FDA to approve the gene therapy today, marking the first time a gene therapy for hearing loss has become widely available.
I'm absolutely thrilled.
John Witten is a scientist at Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, which developed the gene therapy and plans to offer the treatment for free in the U.S.
I used to be in the clinic for many years, and after a family found out their child had been born with hearing loss, no one was ever able to say to them, you know what, we have a treatment so that they can hear. Now, for the first time, we're talking about medicines to actually enable the ear to hear. It's the beginning of a new era, honestly.
Now, this gene therapy can only treat the very rare form of deafness that Travis Smith was born with, which only affects about 50 kids each year in the U.S. But similar gene therapies are showing promise for other forms of genetic deafness, and researchers hope gene therapy may someday help with common forms of hearing loss, like from aging and loud noise. Zhang Yi Chen at Mass Eye and Ear in Boston reported similar results Wednesday.
I think that would be transformative. That's the first time in history, the new drug for hearing loss. So I think it's a historical event, to be a landmark. It's a great development for the whole field.
But some worry the focus on reversing deafness could further stigmatize deaf people. Japrit Ferdi studies the history of medicine, technology, and deafness at the University of Victoria in Canada. She's also deaf.
These kinds of genetic therapies, they seem to reinforce this idea of deafness being a problem, a need of eradication, and that the only solution for disabled people to fully assimilate into society is through a medical intervention. We're saying, oh, deafness is a problem and we must fix that.
For her part, Travis Smith's mom is just thrilled for her son.
It's incredible. Now he can hear me tell him how much I love him, and he knows he has a name now, and he's discovering all these different sounds. He loves Bruno Mars, and it's so incredible. It's so mind-blowing. I feel like I'm so blessed and that I'm the luckiest mom on earth.
Rob Stein, NPR News.